You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. First, there are the resources needed to make the power-hungry chips these artificial intelligence tools run on. Then, hours of intensive computing to train these large language models, and the cloud storage to keep them connected to millions of users. That all adds up, and Sasha Lucioni has been doing the math. She's the climate lead at the AI company Hugging Face. And she says just the process of training an earlier version of ChatGPT emitted about the same CO2 as a gas car driving more than a million miles.
Especially new generations of AI models, they take like literally millions of hours of compute time to train. So that uses a lot of energy. To produce that energy, you know, you have to use some kind of either natural gas or oil or coal or hopefully hydroelectricity. But since AI is so like ephemeral and so like it's this very vague concept and people have trouble realizing that it comes with like physical consequences and impacts. And I get that because it's like it doesn't have a body, right? But actually it's running somewhere on a cloud server that's being powered by coal electricity. It's just that we can't see it.
Are these large language models unique kind of in that context or extreme?
So what worries me personally is that now it's kind of we're going through this phase where people want to plug them into everything. So for example, if you talk about like web search, right? Web search, I find it does a pretty good job. Like I can't complain. So instead of using the existing models, which are probably, I mean, mostly AI based as well, but they're just smaller models. They're kind of more efficient models. So the current like vogue is to replace those models with big language models. And in that case, for what's ostensibly the same result, like I can't imagine, you know, the web search results getting like 1,000 times better all of a sudden. You do use 1,000 times bigger model. We're not doing this kind of cost benefit analysis. It's kind of more driven by, like, I mean, what we call kind of AI hype. It's like, we want to say this is powered by GPT instead of being like, well, this is going to quadruple our energy consumption. Like people don't make that calculus in their mind.
Which sort of begs the question of whether maybe there need to be limitations on some of the more frivolous uses of these tools.
Yeah, that's kind of why I do what I do. I'm not against innovation. Like, I don't think we should all just stop doing AI research. But it for me, it's kind of the basis to say this thing costs this much, not necessarily in terms of money, but in terms of planetary, in terms of, you know, human cost. And then if that makes sense, if that algebra makes sense, then yeah, we're going to use it. But currently, we're not making that logical kind of decision where it's more like, why shouldn't we use the ChatGPT to do web search? But I think the environmental factor should be one of them because, you know, it's a lot less efficient than like the current model.
Sasha Lucioni is the climate lead at Hugging Face. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.